rise and join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, September 22nd, 2020, still 2020. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none. Meet with department heads, elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. I got an email last night that our ballots are being sent out, so we should receive those by tomorrow. And then that way we can start packing our 7,222 ballots that we have received, request warrants we have received so far, so.
So anybody in the auditor's office that has vacation time, this would be a good week to do that.
You don't get it, so, but just to let everybody know, that constant reminder, the ballots will not be mailed out till October the 5th. So that gives us a whole week and a half to stuff those 7,222 requests that we have gotten and plus whatever we get in between that. And then on October the 5th, whatever we receive for the day, we have to get those out in 24 hours. So we've built up this long for that large amount, but after that it's...
That's only 1,000 a day.
Yeah, I hope not. So, and then also on October the 5th is when absentee voting in the office begins. However, we would appreciate it if those that requested a ballot to be mailed does not show up on October the 5th to vote at the counter. We would just assume that they wait for their ballot because then what they're doing is we're mailing out ballots, we're spending time and money mailing out the ballots, and then they come to the counter thinking they're saving us money when they really aren't, and they're jeopardizing our ballot supply. Because I ordered a large amount of ballots, but I really don't want to expend those, sending them out to people that aren't going to use them. So, hate to be a little touchy about that, but. And then also, beginning October the 5th, I gave it to the media. We're going to extend our office hours to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. And then we're also open those two Saturdays before the election. So we're going to be open later in the day, so then that way anybody that doesn't get off till 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5:30, hopefully they still have time to get down here and vote absentee at the counter. We will also have curbside voting for anybody that is not able to get out of their cars. We'll have signs down in the handicap area for anybody that needs to vote curbside if they can't get out of their vehicles.
Be a nice option for somebody that would have health concerns about.
Yeah, yes, and we had several of those during the June primary. And then also, I received an email yesterday, and I am looking for a new polling location for Precinct 2. And so that was normally Autumn Heights, but I'm looking for a different location for this particular election. And then I'm also looking at two different locations, even for Precinct FM, which is normally at the conservation office, because that's always been tight quarters there, but now that Chris has all of his staff there, I'm trying to find a different location. So I'm scurrying, trying to find options for those two locations. And does anybody else have any election questions? So I had a few this morning, so I'm just checking.
I do. What do you do about the assisted livings and people that you still go out there?
Assisted living, we always mail. All they have to do is request one, and okay, we mail them their ballots. Okay. The care facilities, we're still waiting for the Legislative Council to address Secretary Paul Pate's election emergency initiative, because during the COVID, well, during the primary, we mailed everything out if they requested one. Yeah. And right now, we understand, unless they tell us something different, that we'll be mailing them out to them, too, because a lot of those facilities don't want anybody in there.
Yeah.
So we'll be mailing them to them, too. Now, the only places that we go to are the healthcare facilities and the hospital if somebody is admitted 3 days before the election. If they become ill and they're in the hospital, then we take a ballot to them. And those are the only those are the only places that we cater to, so.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Nothing new to report, just keeping busy.
Rodney Buesner, maintenance.
Good morning, just busy, got an agenda item.
Ryan Carter, secondary roads.
Good morning. Still working out in Stars Cave. I would mention that they are into the phase where during the day there is a lane closure on Irish Ridge. There is traffic control set up, but you obviously do have to be paying attention to what you're doing and not looking at your phone for it to be effective. So, I know.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
No reason, Joe. Just be paying attention out there. People tend to come down that hill, leaving town, kind of accelerating and moving on with their day kind of a thing, and they're gonna be stopping there during the day. The contractor is taking it down at night, at least for now, for most of the time, so the evenings is free to two-lane traffic. I would guess that project will be at least a couple more weeks, just by the time you have cure time on concrete and stuff like that, but it is moving along at a pretty good pace. We do have our crews out doing a lot of pinching in the county. We're probably upwards of gonna end up with 10 to 11 miles this year, which is more than typical, but that's fine by me. I guess for media pinching is just where we get very aggressive and pull in the shoulders and recrown the gravel road. And then of course, apply a lot of gravel when we're all said and done. This right now they're working up in the far north end of the county, actually up on the county line. They'll be back down around Danville here before too long, but this week and early next, hopefully we'll wrap up those projects for the first phase of all that. So
we'll look forward to the haul.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned it, because it does catch people's attention. It's a good long-term improvement, but some people aren't real thrilled the first go around. So
well, it looks different when
it is
when the first note.
Well, it's a steeper crown
yep.
road.
Yep.
There's no question about it. We are also kind of in the first or the early phases of trying to get kind of all the roads bladed up. Of course, we had that wet stretch that was too wet to do much blading. So the guys are out blading things up and trying to pull their shoulders a little bit and stuff like that. So if you get any calls about windrows or chunks of grass or something like that, that very well may be kind of the theme of the next month or so as the guys work on it and get rid of them and stuff. So kind of prepping going into fall, I guess, is what I would say. So anyway, otherwise we're just moving along. Got a lot of stuff going on. We will have a concrete patch going on. In fact, they're starting today. We're doing the saw cut and removal today on Golf Course Road. And we will have our lights set up for a one-lane road on that. So just so you're aware of that, I guess, also. So.
Have you heard anything on the contractor for the bridge, if he's going to start early or not?
Good reminder. I mean, time I talked to the gentleman that was going to oversee it, they were planning on the first week in November. But I will mention that again, that coming up this fall, that Highway 99 is going to close down by the Case Company for that bridge removal. I had an email this morning about it, actually, and had a call, well, I want to say last week at some point about it too. So just the more it's out there, the more we don't want people caught off guard.
Yeah.
A lot of people use that you could send letters, but you still never catch everybody. So you just try to get it out there as much as possible. But that will be a full closure through the winter and into the spring at some point. So or even early summer, depending on all sorts of factors that we don't have any control over yet. But as far as I know, that's still in that same pace. I'll try to reach out to the guy just to follow up and make sure that they haven't changed their plan. I'm sure they haven't, but I can try to double check that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Brian. Doug Irvine, Correctional Center.
Good morning. Everything's doing pretty good out the jail. The Crime Commission has our in-service training. They've reinstated that, so we have our 20-hour jail schools are going on. We have one just started today out at the IAAP. is a place we could get for social distancing purposes. Population's holding right in mid-60s. I believe we had 66 this morning, three out of county, and three adult wave juveniles down in Lee County also. Prisons are opened up again. We're just COVID testing them, getting results, and sending them on, and that's working pretty smooth, actually. So we have a couple waiting to go there, and one to go to the residential facility.
Adult wave juveniles, we were sending them to up north.
And we certainly can...
I mean, are they still accepting prisoners, or...
Yes.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay.
And we can get them out of there and send them up north.
Central Island, okay?
Yeah.
Well, you decide. I just know we'd send up there sometime.
No, I think it's a good idea. Cheaper if nothing else.
We got a good report on you guys. Carrie said that your jail is top-notch.
Awesome. That's good to hear.
Carrie Fulford, she is the head of the crime commission.
This went to a jail school in Des Moines with Carrie, so...
Yeah.
Good to hear.
Thanks, Doug. Ken Heinman, Community Services.
Good morning. We're accepting CARES Act applications from mental health providers and schools right now. So in our 8-county region, we are offering up to $20,000 in CARES Act dollars for people who turn in applications to us. I think I've seen 8 of them so far. So we have to spend those dollars by the end of the year, and so we're anxious to get all the applications we can, and because we've gotten the funds in for CARES Act, and we're just letting those dollars out now. And the other thing I'm working on is a new website for the region that they've asked us to come up with a new website for the 8 counties, and so we're working with a website developer to do that, and that'll be funded through grants too. So that's about it for now.
Are there any CARES dollars for self-employed people?
I don't think so. We're pretty much mental health providers is what we're focusing on.
We do care. I've got a question on the terminology. What's a white glove developer? I've never heard that term.
White glove?
Isn't that what you said? You had somebody.
Oh, around. Website developer.
A website. Okay.
Website
developer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, we're just changing our website.
Okay.
Bob comes back. Oh, you wanted to hear names. Yeah.
Thanks.
Glad you asked, though.
Sergeant Kevin Glendenny, Des Moines County Sheriff's Office.
Things are going well at the Sheriff's Office. We continue to take applications for our open deputy position through October 1st. We have a testing on October 17th, so if anybody knows a good applicant out there, encourage them to come put an application in with us and test. There was an incident in Burlington last week where we got to utilize Deputy Beard and Tank. A shooting incident in multiple locations and had an identified vehicle, and we got to use Tank to do a track through town and was able to alert on the suspect residents. So just wanted to pass that on to the board, the community, that your continued support of that program is just, we appreciate it very much, and we get to utilize it in ways like that. So whether he's prepared for to track a suspect or find somebody that might be missing out there, a child or whatnot, he works really hard to be prepared for those times.
Good. He's earning his keep.
What's yes?
He's earning his keep.
Absolutely. Putting him to work.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. We're excited about it.
I'd like to, myself, I'd like to have one more canine unit so we got one 24 hours a day.
Yeah, that's our goal. We'll continue those talks about that.
Krista Pogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We continue to be busy. Currently, we've had 740 positive cases in the county, 479 recovered, and again, that's from the website. Our rolling 14-day positivity rate is 6.3, so that's coming down nicely. We do have emergency operations meeting this afternoon. It's kind of to continue to follow up on the COVID for the community. I do want to let people know that we are doing a drive-through food flu clinic. The public health is doing that on October 14th from 10 to 3 at St. Mary's Catholic Church. It's at 502 West Mount Pleasant Street. We accept Medicare, insurance, or for anyone that wants to private pay, it's $35. We encourage people to get their flu shot this year. We're definitely trying to prevent that overwhelming, you know, with flu and COVID at the same time, prevent overwhelming our healthcare system. So really encourage people to get the flu shot if possible.
Drive-through test is $35.
Drive-through flu shot. I'm sorry. It's okay. To get a flu shot. Yep.
Okay. And that's on the 14th.
Yes, 14th from 10 to 3 at St. Mary's.
Well, once again, it looks like you're doing pretty well. It stuck at 7:41, I believe, Sunday, and then it went down one, and so it's still at 7:40 this morning. So that's sounds like somebody's doing their contact tracing.
Yeah.
Rodney?
I just wanted to mention that the care facility is now open for the dual diagnosis center at Hope Haven. They kind of got everything up and going, and they got, I think, 3 or 4 people in there, and they continue to get referrals there. So I apologize, I forgot about that, but I want to let you guys know that they are up and going and working on that. So.
Good. See you. State will be happy to have one of those.
That's good that Hope Haven took the lead on that.
It is. Good. Got anybody online?
First one, guys, Chris Lee, Conservation.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Big news we have is just everybody, please come out and buy some pumpkins. We picked pumpkins yesterday, and we have 4 pickup truck loads. We have those big totes that those big square things that like chemical comes in for ag fields and stuff. They're, I don't know, like 4 foot square by 4 foot tall or whatever. We filled 4 of those, and luckily we had somebody come out. They're having some Halloween events down at their place for kids down on old Highway 61 South later on this month, and so they bought a whole pallet from us. But the rest of them are sitting out in front of our office, so come on out and get some pumpkins.
Washington,
we have lots.
On Washington Road.
These things right away, where you can hook them in the prairie somewhere, I guess. But
you're talking about the office on Washington Road?
Yeah, our main office out by secondary roads between that and landfill. Yeah. So anytime during business hours, just stop out here. Give us a call. We can square something up with you. We've got plenty. Other than that, I think the crews are going to be on that parking lot just off of Highway 61, putting in a kiosk there. We got some maps and some rule signs we want to put up at the edge of that parking lot. So I think that's what our couple field staff is going to be doing. After this week, we lose all the rest of our seasonals. And then our park ranger just left for deployment. And so when our operations supervisor is patrolling on the weekends, we'll just have one field guy during the week, a couple days a week. And we have, I believe, I'll have to double check, maybe we have a couple sites, but I think we have sold out all the Big Hollow sites for the rest of the year. Our camping season closes technically on October 31st, although we will stay open into November if the weather allows it, but we don't take reservations after the end of October. And I think Jeff told me yesterday that he thought we had sold out every site. Maybe we have a couple sites available for reserving, but so it's been some pretty fantastic camping weather. We definitely had a pretty good crowd up in Big Hollow this last weekend. And there's still plenty of sites you can get at the North and South campgrounds for sure. Other than that, I think that's about it for this week.
Thanks, Chris.
Janelle Nally Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Janelle Nally Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We just continue to be busy with both motor vehicle transactions and the collection of property taxes. And on that note, I'd just like to remind everyone that the first half property taxes are due by next Wednesday, September 30th. Here in the office, we'll be here till 4:30, or the Dropbox until 4:30. Otherwise, payments can be made online up until 11:59 p.m. on September 30th, or at least postmarked on or before September 30th. So actually, that's all I really have to report. I guess we do have a couple of agenda items as well.
Thanks, Janelle.
You're welcome. I have one more left on here, but I'm not sure who it is. They didn't use their attendee ID number. It's a 515 number, so. Not.
Good morning, it's Zach James, Des Moines County Land Use.
Hi, Zach.
Morning. Sorry, I'm on the road this morning. I'm pulling double duty. I gotta go up to Loiza County Supervisors meeting as well, but on the land use side, staying fairly busy here, still working with several people on subdivisions, had a couple new inquiries last week as well. And then we've got a couple of floodplain development permits too that are in progress. So staying busy there. We did have a zoning commission meeting last Tuesday to start the review of the ordinance updates for subdivision and zoning and floodplain ordinances that we've been updating. So they're going to have about a month and a half to review those, and then we're going to meet again, hopefully, and kind of start finalizing that and towards the approval process. Just a note that several other departments will probably be getting copies of this to review as well. So you can feel free to review the entire thing, but we're going to try and highlight kind of specific sections for, the secondary roads to review, or for County Conservation Charge Office, whoever, but just kind of highlight those areas that are specific to them. They want to hopefully take a look at those. And so that's happening. And trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, I did just mention too, something that came up as we were going through the ordinance update process, and I did talk to Tom about this a few weeks ago. We had some things about kind of smaller solar panels and how to handle those from the zoning side, but we've also had some inquiries about larger scale solar installments or wind farm installments. And we weren't sure if that's something we should try to incorporate in these updates maybe at a future time. So I think we'll set up a work session here sometime in the next couple weeks to kind of go over that with you guys and see maybe if or how or to handle that. So I think that is it on the land use side. We do have an agenda item today too related to Great River Housing Trust Funds. I'm hopeful, like I said, I'm full of double duty, so I'm going to be at the county supervisor here, but I'll try and hopefully I'll have time to hang on and kind of answer any questions if you have any about that. But it is something that you guys have done for several years in a row, so hopefully you guys kind of understand what it's about and don't have any questions. But that's all I've got for now.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you.
I don't think I missed anybody. Welcome back, Lori. We missed you. COVID-19 update. I think public health addressed that. Correspondence.
I have none.
I have none. We proceed to discussion and vote. We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $197.42.
Move to approve.
Second, Terry.
Jim Perry?
Yeah.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have a resolution for support and matching funds for Great River Housing Trust Fund for fiscal 22. Like Zach had mentioned, this is a, I think we've supported this as long as I've been here in this 9 or 10 years, would that be right, Zach?
Correct, Tom. Yeah, we started the Great River Housing Trust Fund in 2011. I think you guys have participated in the match every year since organized, and it helps us leverage funds from the state that we then distribute to the regions for down payment assistance, single-family occupied housing rehab, and on a few occasions kind of some developer projects for low to moderate income housing development. So I've got a presentation I gave to you that goes through some of those things. If you want, I can try and go through that as well. But
I
feel comfortable with it. You can feel free to.
I'm familiar with it. Sure Jim is. Yeah. If the president's got any questions, they can give you a call or we can get access to that.
I move to approve.
Second, Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
One thing I just would, real quick, I mean, you just voted on it, but just to clarify to you, this is allocating funds for next fiscal year, but our application is due October 1st, so just to clarify that real quick.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you.
How come you picked the Wise County Supervisor meeting over ours?
I just knew I could get on the phone with you guys, so.
Don't start taking us for granted. Thanks, Zach.
Don't let them know, but I'd rather be there in person.
I'm sure that you would. Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
We have a Class C liquor license for Spirit Hollow Clubhouse. I spoke to the sheriff, and he has no problems with this at all.
Move to approve.
Second, Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have an assignment of tax sale certificate 17-0398. Byron Gashor, 14876 Washington Road, Lot 23, West Burlington, would like Des Moines County to assign over their interest in tax sale certificate number 17-0398 to him. His reason for purchase is for investment purposes. He is offering to pay 100% of all the delinquent taxes owing and currently paying payable on this parcel in the amount of $1,614, as well as the $10 assignment fee. This gentleman's done this fairly regularly over the last. And you don't have any problems with this, do you, Janelle?
No, on either one of them. It's a good thing the taxes are being paid and back on the rolls and continue to be paid, so.
Okay, need a motion.
Move approved.
Second, Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Okay, we have the same request, different lot number, tax sale certificate 180436. Mr. Gashor is offering to pay 100% of all the delinquent taxes owing and currently payable on this parcel in the amount of $1,551, as well as the $10 assignment fee.
Move to approve.
Second, Terry.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Personnel actions. We have a personnel action for the correctional center. We have Sabrina Rana, correctional officer, part-time, a new hire, part-time correctional officer at the rate of $12.88 an hour.
Move to approve.
Second, Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Just real quick, that'll be our only part-time that we have, so we'll probably put on one more a little bit later, but this will help cover the holiday season. We'll have our trim.
We have a personnel action for the maintenance. We have Gage Johnson, lead maintenance, a 6-month step increase. The previous rate was $28,110.02. The new rate is $33,272.03.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Have you ever talked to Tom since he retired?
I have.
How's he doing?
He's doing really well.
Good.
Does he miss us?
I don't think so.
Well, that wasn't nice.
I know. That's what I tell him.
Well.
He's doing really well.
Tell him we miss him.
Yeah.
So, he does miss us.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay, we have reports. We have the treasurer's cash on hand report for June 30th, 2020. And we have the treasurer's semiannual report for June 2020. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review.
And I think one of those reports needs your signature, John.
Yeah, that's, well, it's got three lines here. I'm assuming that.
Yeah. You and Jeff.
Got that.
You guys won't recognize Bob when he comes back having them cataracts taken out. No glasses.
We have minutes for the regular meeting September 15th, 2020.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Oh, well.
Future agenda items?
Yeah, that's true.
Committee reports?
I had a Southeast Iowa Crime Commission meeting, and everything going fairly well over there. Like I said earlier, I got to talk to Terry, and she said that she's the executive director of it, said that our jail staff is top notch. And we put the new roof on. We bid that roof here a while back, and because of the hurricane, the people that got the contract on it took off and went to Florida. And they got back last Wednesday, so they're starting to put the roof on. So they're going to put a new roof on the juvenile detention center. That's all I got.
I had a COBCO meeting, the City County Health Insurance Board meeting had kind of a rough start. I was talking to Colin. When I get an email from the chairman of that committee, it oftentimes sends it into my junk email. So I knew the meeting was there, but I didn't find the email until shortly before the meeting. And it was an invitation to an online meeting. But if you were going to attend in person, which I was going to do, you were supposed to call them so that they could reserve a place for you. And I didn't think that was a big deal. So I thought, well, I'll just do it online. But I've got apps on my phone for WebEx and Zoom. But this is GoToMeeting. It's a new app. And I was having trouble getting it on my phone. You know, I had to go back and forth and keep resetting the password. And I was a little frustrated, you know what I mean? Apparently this app doesn't tell you when you've connected, and shortly the chairman goes, she goes, Tom, she says you're not on mute.
Oh, boy.
So, I apologize best I could.
They got to see you in all your glory.
Well,
they
got to hear me in all your glory. So, anyway, the meeting itself was fairly uneventful. We approved a new wellness initiative, Naturally Slim, that's designed to help people improve their dietary habits if they're in the mood to do that. That's all I have.
I got one question for you.
Yeah.
What did you name your new phone?
Public input. We've since attendance is limited, anybody with any comments may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's BOARD @dmcounty.com or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. And we will hold on for 2 minutes if anybody wants to contact us. Any comments from anybody in the room?
I have one more election thing.
Yeah, sure.
I gave a copy to the news media over there, but the biggest issue that we have when people start mailing back their ballots is to always remember to sign on that little yellow line on the back of the envelope. So I gave the media a little picture of where they're supposed to sign, because that's going to be our top-notch calling people and letting them know that they failed to sign that. So after they put their ballot in the envelope, they need to remember to sign that little yellow line. Thank you, Bob.
I was at a volleyball game last night, and I talked to our postmistress here, and she said she don't foresee a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in touch with the post office, and I even got a little postcard. I'm sure everybody did, a little postcard from the United States Postal Service on telling everybody to vote early. Don't wait till the last minute to mail your ballot back, and if you can't get it in the mail by a designated time on that day before the election, we have our drop box down here. You can have somebody drop it off for you. So. You got the postcard too. So,
have you been able to get the enough poll workers?
Yes. We've had plenty of people request to work. We still had more Democrats and Republicans that requested, but the biggest board that I'm working on right now is just the absentee board, to make sure that I have plenty of teams to work on opening those envelopes.
What do you put them in teams?
This
team
will
take
one Republican,
somebody ballots, and this team will take somebody ballots.
One Republican, one Democrat, and then they will take the box of ballots received for that day and review the report, make sure all those ballots are in that box that's on the report. And then once they start opening them, of course, we got an electronic letter opener for them to use, which will make it a lot quicker. And then they can open those, and you know, people go, well, how is my ballot secret? They do not have time to look at. They just verify the names, and then they open up all the envelopes and throw and pull the ballots and throw them in a pile. So nobody has any time to look at anything, and they better not be looking at anything, because they aren't allowed to look at anything. So just review the envelopes.
Well, if she's looking for volunteers, you suppose we could loan Mr. Carter to her?
I'm not sure he works best.
I don't know if anybody would want to spend that much amount of time with him.
It seems to have gone south rather quick, me not being involved.
Okay, well, no comments, with an eye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned.